As I said, welcome to one and all. It's great to see such a full church. Wish that we could have this full of a church every Sunday. We'd have to start making another mass, or maybe I'd have to petition to La Crosse and get an associate priest, or maybe they'd send me out and get somebody that can work. I don't know. One other way. We've just come to a conclusion of 40 days of preparing. We spent these 40 days building on the Old Testament. We've had the readings from Isaiah, a little bit of New Testament just in this last week, building of what the priesthood is with the letter of Hebrews. But mostly it's been building on the Old Testament, salvation history, leading us up right to the cusp of Jesus Christ, who He is. And last night we had a great celebration. If you've not been able to be there for the celebration of the light, the new light of Christ, I'd encourage you next. Well, it's only once a year. You can always, offer up a little bit of sleep once a year, right? So if you've not had a chance to take part in that, to witness that, I would just encourage you to do that, because it is such, it's so rich in symbolism of our faith, that the light of the world has gone out on Good Friday, and on Easter morning it returns. There's an old story of St. Patrick that I told last night. There was a Druid king, and he was trying to squash out all of Christianity. And so in his zeal to squash out Christianity, he knew that this was going to come up, and he ordered no lights. All the fires, everything had to be extinguished until he lit his. And he was going to light his after Easter morning, because he wanted to show them that he had the authority, that he had the power. And St. Patrick turns and he builds a fire two or three times as big as what the Druid King was going to build. And his fire can be seen for miles. And he lights it around midnight on the Easter Vigil, just to show the Druid King that he is not the one who has the last word. It is not death that has the last word. It is life that has the last word. Last night we were also able to welcome in two new members of our community as they came to make their full confession. They had been baptized already, but they came into full communion with the Catholic community. We also had a blessing of the Easter water. We will bless our Easter water immediately following the homily today. I brought the light from the new candle down at St. Gabriel's, as I do every year when we have our Easter vigil here. I bring it up there and vice versa. So we brought that light with us today. So we have burning in our church that new light of Christ. But all of this comes together. And I think it's good for every one of us to ask, why am I here? It doesn't matter if I'm here every week. It doesn't matter if I'm here once a year. Why am I here? Why did I make the sacrifice to get up today? To come. It's a little chilly out, right? Why am I here? How I answer that question is of utmost value, utmost accountability, or not accountability, but utmost weight. Am I here because, just to fill in, it's Easter? Just to fill in a blank, a checkbox, I went to church on Easter. Am I here because I'm afraid? If I'm not here, the hand of God's going to come down and kaboom. Why am I here? If we're here for any other reason than to give praise and glory to God, that's the only reason to come. Don't come for me. Don't come for anything other than to give praise and glory to God. And it doesn't matter where you are, because you can be at a place that has an old crudgy priest. You can be in a place that has a young priest that has had no experience. You can be in a place that has a foreign priest you can't understand. You can be in a place that has all kinds of people. A church that can't sing. A church that sings beautifully. You can be in a place, all of these externals, They don't matter. Why am I here? Why? To give praise and glory to God. And He guarantees, He gives us something that we could never imagine. Something if we're so blessed because we've got 2,000 years to reflect on what He did. But put yourself in the place of these early apostles. He rose from the dead. What? What is that? We could never, in 1,000 years, we couldn't come up with that. But He rose from the dead. That is His stamp of authority on everything He said and everything He did. This empty tomb. And if I don't believe in this empty tomb, it's not a resurrection. I mean, it's not a resuscitation. Like with Lazarus. It's not a resuscitation like we know so well. Especially today. You know, when someone has a heart attack and we do CPR and we bring them back. It's not a resuscitation. It's a resurrection. New life. And the stamp of approval is that empty tomb. That has got to resonate in my heart. That has got to resonate in my life. That has got to be the center of who I become. We can all walk different ways. We can all be, our faith can be on the fringes for a while. I'm right there. Every one of us can find ourselves in that place. So we come back again and again to that empty tomb. And what is that empty tomb? And what is it saying to me? And what am I going to do about it in my life? Not to come just to be there. We have to be there. But why am I here? Why am I giving glory to God? Yes, we can find God in nature. We can find God in our family. We can find God in so many beautiful things. I don't know if you saw the sunrise this morning. Beautiful sunrise. We can find God in so many places, in so many ways. But He is not there like He is here. When we consecrate these breads, when we consecrate this wine, becoming His body, His blood, His soul and divinity. And we come and we receive Him. And we become Him. We take Him with us into the world, into a world that we know all you can do is turn the TV on for 10 minutes and you know how badly the world needs Christ. How badly the world needs God's mercy, His forgiveness. And so that brings us to what's going to go on next week. Next Sunday is still Easter Sunday morning. Will the church be this packed? I hope so. I pray that it will. Easter is so rich that we can't put it all in one day. We put it in 8 days. An octave, if you like Latin. An octave of Easter. So 8 days, every day this week, different perspectives of the gospel, of the resurrection. We can't put it all in one day. And so if you can't get there to a daily mass, take time to take a look on the internet and get the daily gospel and read it and reflect and see these different perspectives that we have of the resurrection. And come, please, next Sunday to celebrate the 8th day of Easter, but also to celebrate divine mercy. This Sunday that the church has given us, that we can recognize God's love. We can recognize His mercy, His presence in our lives. Allow this empty tomb to change who I am. And we all need it. Every one of us. We're never 100% complete. We all have that desire. We all have that emptiness. Let that empty tomb fill us. And we will truly become those witnesses that God desires us to be.